Clay, the one thing I noticed is the last couple of Giants have kind of discovered the run game again here, and how much more difficult can that make the whole package?
Yeah, I mean, it can make it incredibly difficult. You looked in the first game, we really had a lot of success stopping the run, but now they seem to have gotten back on track, finding their new back, and he's really been playing well lately. And then on top of that, you can do a lot of the play action out of that. Odell's been having another remarkable season along with the rookie and Cruz, Ty at the tight end. So really, they're loaded offensively. So we anticipate this being a much different game than the first time around. So, but it should be a good one.
Talk about the confidence and the momentum that you guys have right now. You've won six straight. You ran the table. Now it's really a one-game season. And you guys are playing probably your best football right now. How much does that help you going into the postseason?
Well, it helps incredibly. I think, anytime you can kind of get that momentum heading into the playoffs, it means a great deal because you need to carry that moving forward. You look at wild card teams and teams other than the 1 and 2 seed who are able to kind of carry that momentum late in the season and into the playoffs. You see a lot of those teams come out as Super Bowl champions, and it's no different from our 2010 season. So, to rattle off six in a row, we needed to do that, and we've been treating every game like a playoff atmosphere mentality, and hopefully this game is no different. But in reality, we do know that this is a different game. It's a different mentality. Everything about it kind of cranks up a little bit. So, as a veteran, we'll try and relay that message to the young guys and hope that we don't squander an opportunity.
Isn't the turnaround, in addition to some individual players getting more healthy, as simple as turnover ratio? Because it seems like you and the Patriots are always near the top of the league in that, and you're always in the playoffs. Is that simplifying it too much?
We also have two very good quarterbacks that I think help out. But, defensively speaking, you look at what we've been able to do these past couple weeks, pretty remarkable. I'm still kind of kicking myself over, could have added that one in the Detroit game. But at the same time, we've been doing a great job getting the ball, out, creating those turnovers. And I think last time, I'm actually not sure what we did against Eli last time. It had to have been good. But we were able to get after him a little bit. I think we had 4 sacks on him on the day. And they do a real good job of kind of keeping defenders off him from hits on him. And, at the same time, he's won 2 Super Bowls, and he knows what he's doing back there.
Can you just talk about the emotions of the fact that in November, you were personally, you were sitting out some games, you guys were on a losing streak. Here you are with a chance that you guys kept saying your goals were all in front of you, but now they really are there. For the season you personally have had, how does it feel to be in this spot now?
Well, I mean, it feels great. I think, not to take away anything of those seasons in which we've had where the playoffs have been locked in, week 14, 15, or 16, but it kind of gives it a little more meaning now that we've had to really scrape together 6 victories against some good teams along the way, division rivals, and have it come down to the final game. I think it means a great deal. But, as you had mentioned, every year we come out, our expectations are not just to get back to the playoffs, but get back to the Super Bowl. So hopefully it's, hopefully this is the year, and we have a great opportunity starting this Sunday.
Hey, Clay, we obviously all heard Aaron make his run the table comment, but does his leadership go beyond just things that he may say in the media? And if so, how does that show up?
I think Aaron, he has the type of leadership where he likes to prove people wrong. And I think by putting those expectations out there, kind of really has this locker room come together and kind of back them up and obviously try and achieve those goals in which we're, aiming for. And that was 6 in a row, and we've been fortunate enough to do that. So hopefully part of that table means 4 more games or, whatever it is now. But, the type of leadership he brings is one that, I think is kind of infectious in what you see on Sunday and every day in practice when some of you guys, are able to see what he does.
You're on defense. I mean, I'm not speaking for him, but how tough is it to see someone like Mike Brunell go through what he's going through right now just to stay on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. Obviously, I'm sure Mike's, hardest on himself, being that this is kind of, he put himself in a situation. But at the same time, if I can kind of relate to it, missing games from injuries or whatnot, it's difficult mentally to go through that kind of up and down of the season. But, he's been working hard in the weight room and really putting in time, so hopefully that translates over to a great postseason.
How frustrating is it for you that you can't be really the Clay Matthews that you want to be when you're not like 100% and now there's so much at stake?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult, but at the same time, I still have opportunities to make plays out there. So you probably wouldn't be asking me that question if I had a pick 6 last week. So next question.
The focus on getting your job done, how is that heightened when you may have a really odd collection of defensive backs out there on the field again?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
The focus on getting your job done individually across the defense, how is that heightened with what may be a pretty unusual collection of new secondary players out of the field?
Oh, okay, yeah. I see where you're going with this. Yeah, I mean, it's, unfortunately, that's kind of been what we've been dealing with throughout this, entire year is, you know, our DBs going down and staggering numbers, and it really just puts extra emphasis on the front four or five, whatever it is, getting after the quarterback. And you know, we've had some success in you know, helping out our back end, and they've at times bailed us out. But I think, you know, as we talk about the playoffs, I think it's going to be you know, turned up even more so, especially, you know, if you look at the guys on the front line, in which we have Julius been doing this for a while, you know, Dayton, Nick Perry, you got a lot of number ones who, you know, have been in this position before and understand, you know, what it's going to take to win this game. And, you know, we expect to have a lot of that burden put on our shoulders.
And you've had, you know, Gunter all season. You've had Allison, a free agent. These guys take advantage of opportunities this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been amazing.
Right, they really have. And, you know, now it's the playoffs, and we're going to ask them to do, you know, even more so. So it should be interesting, but, I mean, we're up for the challenge.
Clay, how much better is this Giants team 3 months after you first played them?
Well, I think they're a lot better, obviously. You know, I think they've, I'm not sure when we saw them in the season, maybe game four, but they had a tough loss to Washington early in the season, then against us. But really, they've you know, rattled off wins one after another, and defeating a very good Cowboys team who, you know, we had lost to early in the season. So I think this is two teams that you're seeing are really coming together at this point in the season. So, you know, I expect this to be a real good ball game, both offensively and defensively. I think there's playmakers on both sides of the ball, and I think this is one of those matchups that everyone's going to be interested in seeing.
What's the home field advantage this time of year for you guys at Lambeau?
Well, it's remarkable, obviously. You know, just last week going to Detroit and their fans and how much they were into it, and playing in a different atmosphere where it's 70 degrees. But now you come back here where it's, you know, close to zero, and you kind of got to get your footing right, and you've gotten the opposition coming in and having our fans show up. It means a great deal. So we're fortunate to have won the North and get at least one home game, and you know, hopefully that's a victory.
I know you kind of continued the last time, but what about the Eli Manning, about the connection? Just how tough, of a combo was that in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, it's very tough. Odell's one of the, you know, premier wide receivers in this league. I mean, he makes plays, you know, at will. And fortunately, I think in the first game, we held him to maybe five or so receptions for around 50 yards and did a great job up until that last touchdown, which he had. But that really goes to show his playmaking ability. And you know, there's going to be extra emphasis on the defensive backs as well as, you know, us on the front line getting after Eli, just because they're a tremendous combo and they've been doing it for years now.
What's your relationship like with him, with your marketing stuff and everything?
I got to meet him for the first time, you know, outside of the football field, you know, with the Jack Links commercial shoot and everything. He seemed like a great guy. I mean, we really, you know, hit it off. And if it weren't for the fines we get for trading jerseys here at the Packers, he asked for my jersey, but I wasn't really ready to take that fine. But no, I mean, you know, he's always been a great guy to me, and I have nothing against him.
How much do you make of the way your defense has performed in the first half during the win streak? No team has put up more than 14 in the first half on you in that month and a half.
I didn't know that. Well, I mean, that's good, you know, especially when we're playing on the road. And well, even playing teams coming in here, they have a scripted offense. Usually they stick to that and, you know, have some success. So for us to go out there, usually a three and out or whatever it is, I think it speaks volumes to the way we, you know, show up. And, you know, it's going to be even more important. You know, you've seen over the past couple games in the fourth quarter giving up a few points to really kind of eliminate that and hold on to these victories.
Clay, do you relish the fact that it is the Giants, knowing the history and being a veteran and getting a chance to kind of turn the tables with them?
Well, you know, I relish the opportunity to be in the playoffs again. There's no doubt about it, especially when you come short within these past, you know, 2 years. But, you know, as I said earlier, it is a marquee matchup. You look at the two teams, we've had some, you know, historic games as well as some, you know, heartbreakers for us, especially out here at Lambeau. But it should be a good one. I think this is two teams that people are going to want to see.